And today I want to speak about no more waiting. No more waiting by the water. Now, those of you that know John will know exactly what I'm probably going to talk about. It's John chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. It says, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? Take note of that question. Do you want to be made well? Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. And then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. So yeah, we have a man who's waiting by the water. He's been crippled for 38 years. And every day he comes and he lays at the pool of Bethesda, hoping to be the first to touch the water when it stirs. He's so close to the breakthrough. He's so close to the miracle. But year after year, he stays stuck. But then, bam, Jesus walks in. And then, things start to change. Now, I've come to tell you today that Jesus is walking into your waiting place. And his word to you this morning is there is no more waiting by the water. You see, your breakthrough isn't in the water. Your breakthrough is in the word. And the word is standing in front of you and it's saying, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made whole? Would you answer that this morning in faith? Would you say it by faith this morning? No more waiting. I'm walking today. See, this man had been in the same place with the same problem for almost four decades. That's not just a physical condition, but it's a spiritual picture. How many of us have sat by breakthrough for years? We've been so close to the healing, but we remain broken. We have been near revival, but we still remain dry. Waiting on someone else to help us move. But this man said, sir, I have no one to help me into the pool. He was depending on people. He was depending on patterns. He was depending on the pool. But Jesus came to break the mindset and say to him, you've been waiting on the system, but I am bringing you salvation. You don't need a turn. You need a touch from God. You don't need another excuse. You need an encounter with God. No more excuses. No more delay. It's time for us to get up. Would you say with me, this morning I am getting up. Jesus 5 verse 6 says, Jesus saw him and he asked, do you want to get well? What kind of question is that? Of course he wants to be healed, right? But sometimes we can get comfortable in our condition. Sometimes we settle into survival and forget that we were made for freedom. Jesus is not just offering a miracle. He's confronting a mindset. And he's asking you today, do you want to be free? Do you want to be whole? Do you want to move forward? Because faith isn't passive. Faith is responsive. And then in John 5:8, Jesus says, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. Notice this, that the man didn't get healed when the water moved. He got healed when the word of God spoke. You don't have to wait for the whole atmosphere to change. Because your healing is in the sound of Jesus' voice. That today you can respond to the word of Jesus, and today can be your turnaround. Jesus didn't just say, get up. He said, pick up your mat and walk. Why? Because that mat was this man's identity. It was his place that he lay for 38 years. It was the label that defined his life. And Jesus says to him, you are not coming back. Yeah. You're not going to relapse. You're not going to lie back down. You see, when Jesus sets you free, he also removes your excuses that keep you bound. Some of us want freedom, but we want to keep the mat just in case. Jesus says to us, burn the backup plan. Take up your mat. You are moving forward. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That I'm not who I was, but I am walking in newness in Christ. It's time to get up, pick up your mat, and start moving. Church, listen. You've waited long enough. Have you? Maybe you're not even waiting anymore. Maybe you've given up. You've believed for others long enough. You've watched others walk into breakthrough while you sat on the sideline. But today, Jesus is walking into your waiting place. He's not asking you for your resume. He's not asking you about your past. He's asking you, do you want to be made whole? And if your answer to that is yes, then the way ahead is clear. Get up. Take your mat. And walk. Walk in freedom. Walk in your healing. Walk in your wholeness. And say, I am not going back to where I was, because Jesus has done it all for me. You know, I remember many, many years ago, I came to Christ 38 years ago. I wasn't always a nice guy, rather naughty. I came out of drug addiction and drug dealing. I had absolutely no self-esteem. I'd been rejected through childhood. And after a drug overdose, I heard Jesus call my name. And I'm so glad I answered. But you know, I always took that. That was my mat. I always took that. That was the place that I always lay for years and years and years into salvation. I was still trying to lie back down there. Because I couldn't, I just felt so ashamed of myself. But when this story started making sense to me, I realized that I had to get up and walk. You see, because what I was in effect doing was I was still staying there. I was still lying by the pool on my mat. And the day that I got up and I started walking, that day when Jesus spoke faith into my feet, and I got up and I started walking in faith, things totally changed. And it was at that point I started hearing that voice of calling in my life, and I it petrified me. I thought, seriously, me. Told my family, they laughed at me. They thought it was funny. And the road that God took me on from there to here has been absolutely mad. That's the only way I can put it. He took me to Bible school, and then halfway through Bible school, getting diagnosed with stage 4B cancer and being told I had 6 months to live. Well, I didn't die, did I? Woo-hoo. Then I went back to Bible school to try and finish, and then I started thinking, okay, so maybe Bible school is not supposed to be happening, because I got my second diagnosis of stage 4B cancer. And ended up having major surgery to remove a tumor from between my heart and my lungs on my pulmonary artery. That sort of threw Bible school out. I actually thought, oh, if I go to Bible school, I might get another diagnosis. So let's avoid that. But you see, God took me from that place. And He took me to Africa. He took Janet and I to Africa, first to Kenya, then to Malawi, then to South Africa and Mozambique as full-time missionaries for 7 or 8 years. I tell you what I learned there, no Bible school can offer me. And you know what? This is what I kept seeing. I kept seeing people that were just lying by the pool. They didn't want to get up. You see, for us to have faith, we need to deal with our mindset. And if we deal with our mindset and we align it with heaven's mindset, if we allow that constant renewing of the mind through the Spirit, that is when then we can walk into that breakthrough and into that victory, into that freedom. But there's a cost. and the cost is surrender. Came back from Africa after collapsing. We were on the mission field, collapsed, and I stopped breathing, and I got resuscitated. And the decision was made. This was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. The decision was made that we had returned to the UK, and I thought, well, that's it. That's ministry finished. In actual fact, I wanted ministry to be finished. I came back, and I was grieving. My heart was grieving because I couldn't carry on with the mission. And I felt an anger towards God. And wow, yeah, we were coming back. And I was ill and we had nowhere to live. We came back in our late years of life. We came back with 5 suitcases. That's all we had. And I got off at Heathrow and boy, was I having a good old moan at God. I said, that's it, Lord. I am not going to serve you in ministry anymore. I'll serve you. You've got my heart. But you don't have my time. It was right slap bang in the middle of COVID. And eventually I ran all the way up to the north of Scotland. I'm a photographer. Started opening up the plan to open up a photography studio and a sort of an art gallery and a coffee shop right on the tourist route in Murray in Scotland. Applied for a grant and funding from the Scottish government and got it. Went through all the training and then there was a message came through and said, would you like to come and pastor a church in England? And I said, no. And they said, pray about it, for goodness sake. Now, the person that phoned me knows how stubborn I am. They said, pray about it. And for 5 weeks, I wrestled with God. Guess who won? God won. And you see, again, that disappointment of having to come off the mission field had become another thing that crippled me and put me back on a mat. I came to this church. I think it's fair to say it was close to closing the doors. There were 3 or 4 people. And I stood in the front of the church, I said, thank you so much, Jesus. Like, you could have at least, after all the time I served you in Africa, given me, like, something really... But I knew that this was right. And we've seen God just doing beautiful things here. Do you know in the afternoon service, in the last 3 or 4 months we've had, maybe the last 5 months, we've had close to 18 salvations. We're seeing those who are addicted starting to find their way to freedom. We need to take our mat and hold it up and say, this is our testimony. This is our God. Let's, instead of trying to lie down on our mats, raise them above our heads and walk with them high as a banner of saying, this is my God. This is my testimony. So what's it going to be? Are you walking out of here spiritually hobbling along? Or are we walking out here this morning with our mats above our heads and saying that on Sunday morning, the 10th, 11th, it's today, 11th of May 2025 was the day that I got up and I walked and I've never ever looked back again. So this morning, just in closing, would you allow Jesus to speak his word into you this morning? As he says to you this morning, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be whole? That we would say, yes, Lord. So I'm going to ask you to stand just for a moment. I'm going to let you do some business with God. Very quiet, very dignified. If this is spoken to you this morning, then I'd encourage you to speak to him and just say, Lord, I'm not waiting anymore. That I'm not stuck anymore. But that I'm walking out of this place this morning in power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You know, it could even mean that you need to give your life back to Jesus again and just recommit and say, Lord, I'm so sorry for putting you second. I'm so sorry for the compromise. Lord, this morning I just give you back my life. And I make you Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Would you come and sit on the throne of my heart this morning? Not waiting anymore, but I'm walking away in power. If you want to pray afterwards, please feel welcome to approach anyone. There's those around us, we all be more than delighted to pray with you if you need to be prayed for. And just come over and say to us, and one of us will be there. And we're going to finish with a closing song. While we do the closing song, I'm going to say, if you haven't come prepared, please don't worry. We don't expect you to. Suzanne, would you? Thank you so much.